Beyonce's and Lucy Liu's. Shake it, baby doll. Shake it on the floor.
Get on the floor.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The black boxes have been located following the helicopter plane collision over the Potomac River that left 67 people dead. That is, President Trump continues to blame the Biden administration for the Washington, D.C. crash that happened in the first days of his presidency. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
President Trump is claiming without any evidence that Democrats' diversity programs are to blame for the tragedy. But Trump also acknowledged he doesn't know if the air traffic controllers made any mistakes. Former President Biden's Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg responding, despicable, saying as families grieve, Trump should be leading, not lying. We put safety first. Democratic lawmakers say Trump owes the public an apology.
President Trump planning to slap those 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada as soon as tomorrow. The move could raise prices on everything from pickup trucks to guacamole dip. Three more hostages expected to be released tomorrow by Hamas militants in Gaza. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayllon. Conservative state Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn has recused himself from hearing a challenge to Act 10. Hagedorn said Thursday he shouldn't be part of the discussion due to his involvement with the law. Hagedorn helped craft the law for then-Governor Scott Walker in 2011. Student test scores are shaping up to be an issue in the upcoming election for superintendent of public instruction. Incumbent Jill Underley has defended changes DPI made last year to the state's Forward exam, while her challengers Brittany Kinzer and Jeff Wright want to undo those changes. And the third annual World Euchre Championship is returning to New Glarus. The annual championship is a community fundraiser that features both singles and doubles play, as well as open euchre games at several New Glarus establishments. That tournament runs May 17th and 18th. Ted Ayllon, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Now, we're not talking record warmth like yesterday, but still a pretty nice winter day today with highs near 40 under a mostly sunny sky. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 20. Mostly cloudy on Saturday with highs in the mid-30s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
99.7
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave, 8:04 on Friday morning. Here's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I love rock and roll on Max FM.
I saw him dancing there by the wreck of machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it would be long that he was with me. Yeah, me. And I could tell it would be long that he was with me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? And next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
We'll be right back. that same old song.
Yeah, with me singing.
And more.
Love Jack.
You say, oh, tainted love.
99 Max FM.
Ladies up in here tonight. No fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. Hey. She make a man want to speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Si.
Bonita.
Si.
Picasa.
Shakira.
Attraction, attention. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving,
and it's driving me crazy.
And I didn't have the slightest idea
until I saw you dancing.
Yeah. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can ignore the way you move your body, girl.
And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it,
so you can keep on shaking it.
Never really knew that she could dance like this.
Yeah.
She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go real slow. Don't you see, baby, I see it's perfect. Babe, I know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. To see, baby,
Shakira,
this is perfection.
Shakira.
Oh, boy, I can see your body moving. Half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing. But just seem to have a plan. My will, self-restraint. Have come to fail now, fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't. So you know that's a bit too hard to explain.
Spanish, como se llama, bonita, Picasso.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you know you got me hypnotized. So be wise and keep on beating the signs of my body.
Señorita, feel the conga. Let me see you move like you come from Colombia.
En Barranquilla se baila así.
Sí.
En Barranquilla se baila así.
Yeah. She's so sexy, AM and fantasy. A refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country.
I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump.
We lead a whole club dizzy.
Why the CIA wanna watch?
Mr. Colombians and Haitians. I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction.
Bobo, Zobo, no more do we snatch rope.
Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
Hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go real slow, baby. Like this is perfecto. Oh, you know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction, the tension, baby. Like this is perfection.
No fighting,
no fighting, no fighting,
no fighting.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave on Friday, January 31st, 8:10. 10 Friday morning. That was Shakira. She's celebrating a birthday this weekend. We had to get all of our birthdays in for our celebrities. So, yes, we had to play a little Shakira, a little Timberlake, and a little Outkast this morning. Hope everyone's having a great day. We appreciate everyone that texted in on our informal poll this morning. And the answer, everyone would like a little more time. That was the top percentage of our informal poll this morning. So thank you to everyone that texted in. We appreciate your answers. And I would agree, extra time is probably my thing versus extra love or extra money, because there just never seems to be enough time in the day. So yes, I can appreciate that. I still am going to go with extra fries. No one texted that one in this morning, so kind of surprised with that one. But yes, extra fries. Who can't use extra fries on a morning, right? Okay, so we have another interesting topic this morning. Some people need peace and quiet to slide into sleep, right? Others use white noise sound machines. Yes, some people do that. I know a couple of people. And some people really enjoy in nodding off to the enchantment of cable news. Yes, you heard me correctly. Some people apparently enjoy nodding off to cable news. In a new poll, 24% of people say it's easier for them to fall asleep with the TV on in the background. They didn't specify what show, so it could be Netflix, could be the news, late night comedy, or maybe it's House Hunters International. 40% of people say they can't fall asleep with the TV on, and 30% say it doesn't matter either way. Now, younger adults were more likely to say they could fall asleep in any situation, while older folks were most likely to prefer no TV. Now, this is an interesting statistic. 65% of people say they have a TV in their bedroom. 14% of people say there's always a TV on when they're falling asleep, whether they like it or not. 25% say it's usually or sometimes on. 53% is rarely or never on. And the demographics say that the TV is always on are middle-aged women. So, yes, some people like to fall asleep with the TV on. Some do not. Our next informal poll, two questions. One, do you have a TV in your bedroom? And number two, do you fall asleep with it on? Now, it's very interesting. We do have a TV in our bedroom. And it depends in our scenario if the TV's on or not. If I'm home by myself when it's just me and the dog, yeah, I'll leave the TV on. I usually fall asleep watching it because there's something on that I wanted to see the end of it. Most likely did not see the end of it because I fell asleep. That's usually a given, depending on what day it is, how late it is, and when I actually get in there. Now, if both of us are here, generally, yeah, we don't have the TV on. I find that it's now, as I've gotten a little bit older, a little bit harder to fall asleep with the TV on because it's distracting. I guess that's part of it, is I want to see what's happening or listen to what's happening. Now, if I'm really into the show, yes, I've fallen asleep with it on, not on purpose, but I generally prefer the TV off. Now, last weekend, we had the Rolex 24 race on, and I did have that on. I was trying to be courteous to Wendy because she was here, and that was running in the middle of the night. I actually had it on, streaming on an iPad, so I could watch it. If I woke up, I was able to watch it and enjoy what was going on. And I noticed I did not sleep as well in that case because I was kind of intrigued as to what was going on. Or if you heard something, all of a sudden you're like, oh, what was going on? You wake up and start watching it. So I'm thinking that it does not lead to better sleep having the TV on. So again, our informal poll is, do you have a TV in the bedroom and do you fall asleep with it on? Text us. Let us know your thoughts. 608-355-9970. Or you can also text in via the free Civic Media app and let us know your thoughts from there. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max Mouse. Click the text option and answer yes or no to a TV in the bedroom. And do you leave it on when you try to fall asleep, or do you have it turned off? We, in our house, as I go through and count the number of TVs we have TVs in every room of our small little house here. The only place we don't have a TV, the bathroom. I think every other room of our house, garage included, has a TV in it of some shape or fashion. So as I kind of looked around, did the head count this morning, yeah, every room in our house has a TV. but it does not, there's not one in the bathroom. So also curious if anyone has a TV in their bathroom. You can again text 608-355-9970. Do you have a TV in the bathroom? We don't. Our bathroom is very small. Also, I think the humidity in the bathroom would be a problem because all that extra moisture probably is not good for the TV in the bathroom. So that's the first issue. The second issue, in our case, we have one bathroom. We really don't want anyone camping out in the bathroom at any given time because someone else in our house may need to use the bathroom. So if there's a TV on in there, you probably would have a tendency to be in there longer. And then, you know, you're not supposed to be in there that long. So yes, we do not. And I don't think my wife would go for having a TV in the bathroom, rightfully so. So yeah, I'm curious, does anyone have a TV in their bathroom? Again, ours is small, so definitely not. Maybe if you have a bigger bathroom, you could have that TV in there. So yeah, I'm kind of curious about that one as well. So again, our informal poll this hour is, do you have a TV in the bedroom? And do you fall asleep with a TV on? Text us 608-355-9970. We did get a text in from somebody and they say, I fall asleep with the TV on every night sitting in my chair downstairs. I'm not going to say who this is in case his other half is listening. And he also just said, yes, they do have the TV in the bedroom as well. So, but again, not texting just because I don't want to get him in trouble this morning with his lovely wife either. Trying to protect the innocent here. So we're not going to use names this morning. So, but I'm curious, do you have a TV in the bedroom? Do you fall asleep with it on? Or is it an absolute no, I can't have it on? So I told you my answer. I don't keep the TV on anymore for the most part just because I find it to be distracting. And, you know, you're trying to fall asleep, right? And I think there's probably some actual studies out there that say you should not have it on. So that is the other part of it. So, yeah, text us. Let us know your thoughts about having a TV in the bedroom, yes or no. And do you leave it on? And do you have a TV in the bathroom? I'm kind of curious if someone has the TV in their bathroom. That's something that was not part of this study, and I'm very curious about. I don't think I've ever known anyone with a TV in a bathroom, but again, that just seems like a weird spot to have a TV. We have a radio in our bathroom. That is, so that is one thing we do have in there. As I'm sitting here thinking about this in my head of that part of it, because we do sometimes listen to music in there. And so, yes, we do have that. And the other thing that I found online the other day that was kind of interesting is they now make Bluetooth bathroom fans. So you can have a bathroom fan, you can Bluetooth it to your mobile device, and you can be listening to music over that. So that is something that's a little bit new and upcoming. No, we do not have that in our bathroom. No, we're not putting it into our bathroom because it doesn't have the heater in it. So there, if it had the heater in it, yes, I would consider it. But so far, I've not found a version with the heater and the light in it. So yeah, that TV in the bathroom, probably not a good idea, but I'm just curious about any of that. We will talk about that right around calendar days. I'm going to do a total tally of the people that have texted in this morning about, do you have TV in your bedroom? Do you leave it on and fall asleep? 608-355-9970. Also curious if anyone has a TV in their bathroom. It is More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your Max FM community calendar. It's time again for the Baraboo Cocoa Crawl. It's going to be happening on Saturday, February 1st from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. There'll be over a dozen amazing stops to try all kinds of creative cocoa concoctions located all over downtown Baraboo. Many locations will have some great treats to go along with their cocoa creations. Be sure to go to Becca Cates and get your tickets while they last. Tickets are $5 and kids 3 and under are free. This is a fundraiser for the Friends of Baraboo Parks. Bring your own mug or purchase the official Cocoa Crawl mug at Becca Cates while supplies last. Again, this all goes down on Saturday, February 1st from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in downtown Baraboo. And it's time for the 25th annual Fish Family Steak Feed and 9-Pin Bowling Tournament at Brewster's Lanes in Reedsburg. This event takes place from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. Shift 1 will start bowling at 2 p.m. It's a $20 entry fee. There's bowling prizes, plus the steak feed will be served from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. Tickets for the steak feed are $14 in advance or $16 at the door. And then you don't want to miss the legendary silent auction, plus wheelbarrow and meat raffles. All proceeds support the fight against cancer and programs that provide assistance to those fighting cancer, including the UW Carbone Cancer Center. Last year alone, this event brought over $30,000, and since its inception, has raised over $500,000. Again, this will be at Brewster's Lanes on Saturday, February 1st from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Hi, this is Sarah from the Jeweler's Edge in downtown Baraboo. At Jeweler's Edge, we believe in celebrating love every day. Our showroom offers a stunning array of colored gemstone jewelry, sparkling diamond engagement rings, and beautifully restored vintage and estate jewelry. A full-service jeweler, we offer custom design, jewelry repair, and jewelry appraisals. Looking to sell some jewelry? We buy precious metals. Find something special for the one you love at the Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street in downtown Baraboo.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Des Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Sharpen your skills by building and reinforcing muscle memory with practice on their 10-lane shooting range. Des's expert staff also offers custom-made rifles, concealed carry classes, special event hosting, and much more. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $25 shooting range gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Yeah.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 826 on Friday morning. More music mornings with Dave. Don't forget, it is our big deal today over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. We have half off a $25 certificate for 1 hour at the Des Tech Alarm shooting range. Just $12.50 today and today only. That certificate is half off to $11.59. It's also a mobile device certificate, so you can have that right away. Here is Dexy's Midnight Runners on Max FM. And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave, 8:30 on Friday morning. Thank you to everyone that's listening and texting in today. We are talking about having a TV and falling asleep with it. Do you have a TV in the bedroom and do you fall asleep with it on? That is our informal poll, 608-355-9970. We'll get the final answers just before we talk about calendar days at 8:40 this morning. Also, the other thing that was not part of this poll, but I'm kind of curious, does anyone have a TV in their bathroom? And what are your thoughts on that? You can text me via the free Civic Media app or 608-355-9970. Inquiring minds want to know. We won't share any names. We will protect the innocent, but kind of curious where everyone's thoughts are. And plus, if you have another person in your house with you, they may not agree with it. You may like it. They may not. So, you know, it's all about working together, right? So, yeah, text us and let us know about thoughts having a TV on when falling asleep. 608-355-9970. It is more Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Mark your calendars. The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is coming up on February 7th and 8th at the Richland Center Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3 for this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it.
Step back into the 60s and early 70s with one of the hottest bands of that era when Hermits Hermits, starring Peter Noon, take the stage at Crystal Grand Music Theater in Wisconsin Dells, Saturday, March 1st at 3 in the afternoon. Be sure to use the code NOONRADIO25 to receive 40% off your ticket. Go to crystalgrand.com for more details. Don't miss the chance to save 40% and see Hermits Hermits, Saturday, March 1st at Crystal Grand Music Theater, where your seat is the best seat.
Shake off the winter blues at the Snow and Glow Wellness Fair on Saturday, February 22nd at the Lavelle Center. Enjoy inspiring keynote speakers on happiness and healthy aging, plus fun breakout sessions that focus on health screenings, pain management, belly dancing, mental health, and more. Explore the winter wellness marketplace and revitalize your mind and body. Tickets, which include a nourishing lunch, are just $35 in advance. Get yours now at thelavellecenter@gmail.com. Join in for a day of inspiration and fun.
Bucks guard Damian Lillard has been selected as a reserve for the 2025 NBA All-Star Game. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. It's Lillard's second straight All-Star Game nod and ninth overall. In his second season with the Bucks, he's averaging 25.3 points a game. Packers gained a coach and lost one this week. ESPN reporting the team is hiring DeMarcus Covington as its new defensive line coach. He was the Patriots' defensive coordinator last season. The Packers lost their linebackers coach, Anthony Campanile, who was hired as the new defensive coordinator in Jacksonville under new head coach Liam Cohen. NFL announcing its lowest number of concussions for a full season since the league started tracking the injury in 2015. There were 182 concussions in 2024, down 17% from the 219 in 2023. College basketball last night, Green Bay Phoenix men lost their 18th straight, 68-54 to Oakland in Horizon League play. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For a heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Now, we're not talking record warmth like yesterday, but still a pretty nice winter day today with highs near 40 under a mostly sunny sky. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 20. Mostly cloudy on Saturday with highs in the mid-30s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath & Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. 8:35 on Friday morning. Here is Phil Collins on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave. 8:40 on Friday morning. We'll get to calendar days in just a moment. We had asked people to text in and say, is it easier to fall asleep with the TV on? And do you have a TV in your bedroom? So we did our informal poll this morning of our own listeners. And yes, people do fall asleep with their TV on in the bedroom. And some people say, yes, that they fall asleep with it on, which, you know, that seems to be the majority answer of everybody that I polled this morning. So, yes, people fall asleep with the TV on. So it is definitely a thing. I know I fall asleep in my chair like one of our other listeners mentioned. Yeah, I'm guilty of it. I'll be watching TV and all of a sudden I'm out or on the couch. So, yes, it does happen. Generally, I don't fall asleep with it on in the bedroom anymore. As I've gotten a little bit older, I just don't like the noise and the distraction. Want to relax a little bit and kind of just doze off. But sometimes those shows are just too good not to watch. So that is our answer today. We'll have more fun polls next week. All right, today is the last day of January, January 31st. We're going to take a look at our calendar days, and we have a few interesting ones on here as always. Today is Grammy Awards Day. Get ready to spend this day on a musical and entertaining note. Now, this one I did not know existed, and I'm not even sure why it's here, but we have National Scotch Tape Day. If you're a stickler for sticking things together, this is your day to celebrate, but it is Scotch tape after all, so how well is that really going to stick things together? I kind of laugh at the picture I'm seeing there this morning. It is also National Preschool Health and Fitness Day. Good grades are important, but healthy eating and physical education are paramount, especially in preschoolers. It is also Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. Appreciate how this creative form of expression affects your daily life and heart. This one is a fun one. It is International Zebra Day, so that promotes the conservation of zebras and their natural habitats. And this one is very interesting. Again, I didn't know this was a day. It is National Bigwig Day, and I'm talking about the wigs you put on top of your head. They have a person with a pink, very frilly, I will say, wig on their head, and it definitely sticks out on them. So celebrate one of the biggest philanthropic gestures in history, National Big Wig Day. And no, I don't have a big wig like that, so, but it is funny. It's bright neon pink in our picture, so I got a chuckle out of that this morning. And again, we have some good ones here today. It is Gorilla Suit Day. So have a blast with our awesome suggestion on how to celebrate Gorilla Suit Day. So if you've got a gorilla suit, today is apparently your day to walk around with that one on today. So many questions on that one. It's also Hagen Economist Day. So we're talking about economists and the academy and how to celebrate both. So if you know an economist, give them a hug today. This one is interesting. I'm not going to say the word on air. Trying to be appropriate. H-E double toothpicks is freezing over days. So bundle up and get cozy by a roaring fire as we celebrate this freezing holiday. But it's not that cold. And usually you'll hear some other commentary when things are freezing over about things happening or not happening maybe. But yeah, that was an interesting one. That's a day. And that's today. It's also Eat Brussels Sprouts Day. So encourage yourself and loved ones to incorporate the green superfood into your diet. And of course, they're showing a picture of roasted Brussels sprouts. And there's many fine establishments in our area, and they are tasty. So yes, I love those. Might have some of those for dinner tonight. It is also Earned Income Tax Credit Awareness Day. Get ready to learn about why Earned Income Tax Credit Awareness Day is important. Now, here's a good one. It is Brandy Alexander Day today. Check out all the fun tips for enjoying Brandy Alexander's. I've never had one of those. I do like some brandy, but I've never had one of those. It is Appreciate Your Social Security Check Day, so that is also today. It is National Hot Chocolate today, so celebrate that and feel warm inside today. We have the Cocoa Crawl coming up in downtown Baraboo as well, so it seems very appropriate that that is today. Now, this one's kind of funny. It is backwards day. Reverse your actions and see how fun and interesting it can be. Now, I'm trying to figure out if this person has their outfit on backwards, because that could be very interesting, wearing your outfit to work and having that on backwards and see if anybody were to say anything about that. So, yeah, that's National Backwards Day. I've got a good story about putting something on backwards, but I'm going to leave that one alone today. And yes, I've done it on accident, not paying attention. So you get up early in the morning, it's dark out, and yes, you can put some of your clothing apparel on backwards and maybe not even realize it. Been guilty of that. We'll just leave it at that one. And thank you to Becky for texting in that picture this morning. Sorry, got distracted with that one. Yeah, I did have a wig on one time when I was officiating volleyball many, many years ago. And this one is my favorite. Again, it's Friday, January 31st, last day of the year. It is National Fun at Work Day. So as if Fridays couldn't be any better around the office, National Fun at Work Day falls on the last Friday of January. So whether you work for a small office or a large organization, injecting fun into the workplace is a great way to bond with coworkers, boost team morale, gain inspiration, and increase productivity on National Fun at Work Day. I can say I love my job. I have a lot of fun at work, a lot of fun with my coworkers. Sometimes too much fun. Whoever gave us the new studio that allows the windows to open, thank you. I appreciate that. Fact is, you know, our coworkers sometimes walk down the sidewalk. We open up the windows and try to embarrass our coworkers because, you know, that's how we roll. We had our director of technology on site yesterday, and he was walking down the sidewalk, and all of us wise guys are upstairs, the windows open. You can imagine the fun that ensues with that. So I do love my job, and it's great. I have fun every day at work, I can honestly say, or we occasionally do play pranks on each other. Corey Hartman got me pretty good the other morning. I forgot he was in the old studio earlier this week, and he did leave something up to scare the you-know-what out of me, and I walked in, and it had something staring back at me, and yes, he did get me, and you know, the thing he has to remember is I'm going to get the last laugh in because I have rehidden that something very special, so when he's back next time, he's going to move something, and it's going to be staring him right smack dab in the middle of the face, and yes, he's going to probably jump, you know, it's one of those things, he's probably going to be in there in the evening, and so it's always have fun at work day at our workplace. So, yes, we love it. So we thank everyone for joining us. As a reminder, Emily is on vacation. She will be back with us in a week. We hope she's enjoying her vacation and having fun on vacation. And she had her birthday yesterday, so we got to celebrate that with her as well. So, and thank you for our listener that just texted in about keep having fun. Yes, we always are going to have fun here. That is what we do. We love our jobs here. We can honestly say we enjoy going to work every single day, and so we appreciate all of our listeners as well. I'll continue to be with you this morning. I'm with you until 11 o'clock this morning. Jay will be in after 11. He's going to take you through midday. Now, next week, Jay's going to be on vacation, so we'll be moving some folks around next week. I'll give you a quick preview. We're going to actually have Mace Michaels in after me next week while Jay is on vacation. And then our very own Wendy will be joining us from 7 p.m. to midnight next week, filling in on weeknights for Mace, who will jump into the morning. So, yeah, we'll be doing a little moving around with people as we have some vacations this week and next week. So we are appreciating everyone's flexibility here, and it's just we have a lot of fun here, so we appreciate that as well. So I'll continue to be with you until 11 o'clock this morning. More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
It's time to think warm thoughts and buy your tickets to the Mount Horeb Country Music Fair happening on July 26th at Grundahl Park, 11 a.m. to midnight. Three stages of nonstop music showcasing many Wisconsin artists such as Dan Lapine and Bree Morgan, plus national country music artists Ashes and Arrows, Hannah Dasher, Jake Hoot, Wayland, and more. Help raise money for the Mount Horeb Community Foundation and Madison Reading Project. Strike early and get your lower price tickets now at MHCMF.com. See y'all at the fair.
Water Street Social Club, one of the area's newest eatery, features craveable appetizers, delicious pasta, pizzas, salads, smash burgers, and so much more. Enjoy your favorite cocktail while munching on a Bavarian pretzel, some delicious roasted Brussels sprouts with bourbon bacon jam, or their famous Water Street deviled eggs. Join them now and plan for next month when you can order from a special menu to share with your special someone on Valentine's Day. Dive into Water Street Social Club at 550 Water Street in Prairie du Sac today.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.